The University of Detroit Mercy presents an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to February 2006.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and we have three holdovers from last week. The grub was so good they couldn't leave. What can I say?
Been eating just cupcakes here all week.
Eating cupcakes and being bejeweled. Yes, I think I noticed there's some shaking here, which is not good for curling. Drinking decaf. Okay. So let me introduce the panel to you. To my right, from the Department of Math and Math Education, he wants to take a hit off his coffee, and I'm not letting him. Sorry about that.
I'm getting the coffee DTs.
It's Professor Jeff Boats.
I'm going to be shaking so much, my rock is going to spin uncontrollably heading down the ice.
Are you playing tonight?
I am.
Yes, both Professors Maggio and Boats are doing curling.
We haven't been on the same team yet, which is probably why we're still friends.
Let us hope and leave.
Curling's such a fun game, though.
And the other curler on our team today is Professor Dan Maggio.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, so you guys are curling where? At the Detroit Curling Club?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. All right.
Well, they're going to shuffle us around tonight. There's a chance we may be on the same
team. Uh-oh.
Hey. Well, we'll find out more about that next week. Yeah. Okay. Now, around the table to my left from the Department of Philosophy, it's Chair, but she knows her time is finally running out. It's Professor Beth Oljar.
The non-curler at the table.
That's okay, babe. That's all right.
We got to get you out there because Kathy is like half Canadian, so.
I've played, but I mean, in the past.
So you have a great mixed team.
Blood.
You have 2-2.
Betty was like major Bonspiel up in Kirkland Lake. Hecky yeah. My mom? Yeah. Big time. That was a big sport. Well, you know, like she said, what would you do in Kirkland Lake when the winter started like in October and didn't until like May?
Good point.
You know, you
good
had to point. Find something, so, something to
just
do.
Just like in Mystery Alaska.
There you go. Exactly. Great film.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, hey, this is the show where you can send us questions on curling, on hockey, on Russell Crowe, on telephones being thrown, whatever. Okay. And if you stump the panel, you win a fabulous T-shirt. And if you don't stump the panel, you still get a T-shirt. Now, last time we had some great questions about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are questions, interestingly enough, about the Winter Olympics.
And they're going to be showing a lot of curling, U.S. curling and Canadian curling live.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we're fortunate
to be next to Canada. Thank God.
Because we get CBC coverage.
Yep.
I'm pumped for this.
I mean, certainly the Canadian coverage of the Olympics is far superior to
because they're not it's not so nationalistic. They'll show like everybody, you know.
They show every sport.
That's exactly right. I got to give the Canadians 10 for 10 full marks on that. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do.
My favorite Winter Olympic sports is the skiing and the skating.
Oh, but that's okay.
And the lose your fun too.
Yeah, those are pretty hip. But no, I mean, I think like in the summer Olympics. Okay, all right. You said you like what? What's your favorite event in the winter? You like the ice skating and
the skiing.
Okay,
bobsled. Luge.
Dan, what about you?
In the winter?
Yeah, Winter Olympics.
Probably the skiing. I do like the curling.
Mm.
Okay. And hockey.
And hockey,
I will try to catch a game in hockey.
Yeah.
Summer's all
Jeff.
About the gymnastics.
I like curling, of course, and I think downhill skiing.
Mm, okay.
And what's slipping my mind? Oh, bobsled and luge. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're so rare.
Now, for the Summer Olympics, you said gymnastics.
Gymnastics for me.
Yeah.
And track. And swimming. And diving.
Yeah.
Games have more stuff in them that I like to watch.
Okay, and that's cool.
Almost all the countries are there.
I think the diving.
Yeah, the diving is always pretty interesting. Yeah.
Not picking in the summer. I love it all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those sports, I guess maybe just they're kind of there. Okay. Well, these questions come to us from John Gettinger of Redford, Michigan. And so they're about various events. Okay. And again, we don't have a score here, so we're just going to have to set it on our own.
80%.
Okay.
So events in the Winter Games.
Yeah. Okay. In freestyle skiing, the word mogul comes from what?
Mound?
Hill? Yes. Mound or small hill. He claims it's Austrian word, mugel. M-U-G-E-L.
Hmm. I'll buy that.
Wouldn't that be German, though, and that Austrian word?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's okay. Which means small hill or mound. Okay. In figure skating, there's a gold medal favorite from Russia. who is the first and only skater in history, he doesn't say Olympic history, but in history, to successfully land a quad-triple jump combination in competition.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know his name.
Quad-triple, triple jump combination.
It's a Russian guy?
Russian guy.
Isn't it can't be Viktor Petrenko. He's...
No, it would be very recent.
Years ago, yeah.
But that's an incredibly wild combination. Whew.
Now, the angular momentum, just to have the energy
just
to do that.
Just to sustain that.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Must be very tall.
His last name is Plushenko. P-L-U-S-C-H-E-N-K-O. Oh, yeah.
That's when you put the thing in and it goes down and hits all the pegs and
that's
goes
Plinko.
Oh, I thought you were right, but...
Well, no, I've heard of it. Now that you say the name.
Okay, but that's an incredible... I can't even imagine a quad, triple,
yeah, and all the
triple.
Women are fighting to land triples. That's sort of the big thing
that's
among
the
women.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I mean, they've turned into these incredible... Yeah. Now, a question about curling.
Yeah, cool.
That curling is one of four Winter Olympic sports that is contested indoors. Can you name the other three?
Hockey.
Yep.
Speed skating.
Speed skating.
Usually. Mm-hmm. Indoors.
That's fun to watch,
Do they
too.
Count the other skating?
Figure skating.
Figure oh, skating. Oh, no, I was not actually thinking of that.
Oh.
There's the is it the long track speed skating and then there's short track?
Short track speed skating is inside.
But that's all like speed skating.
Oh, yeah,
skating.
Short track speed skating is really fun to watch.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's like roller derby.
Yes. No, it's like, yeah, there's a lot riding on that. So.
But who doesn't remember, not that he was a short track skater, but who doesn't remember Eric Heiden at
Placid?
Thank
that was so awesome to watch.
That was great, absolutely great. German luge master Georg Hackl.
Yes, he won like for a billion years.
Well, that's right. Okay, and he's already the only athlete to medal in the same event in how many straight Olympic Games?
Say six.
Four.
Right between that.
Five.
Can you believe that? Five straight games.
Wow.
And, of course, he wants to add to this one in turn, which would be number six. That is amazing. That guy must be made of iron. I mean, think about it. That's a long time to be doing the luge.
His and neck muscles at least must
say,
be made
like,
of iron.
I mean,
that's
even.
What's always sort of amazed me about luge.
Thank
is that
you.
Way you have to keep your head, you know, up enough so you can see the course. But if it's that you don't want to decrease your aerodynamic ability, so.
I know.
Whenever I think of the luge, I just remember this Robin Williams joke I cannot repeat on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, there are several events, actually. There are three events. Current Olympic events, Winter Games events that the United States has never won a medal in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name those events?
Curling?
Curling is one of them, absolutely.
Bobsled or luge have got to be.
No. I don't think the bobsled they've won.
Yeah, they have actually. The U.S. women won a medal last time.
I would
time.
Say the biathlon.
Yes, the biathlon is one.
And I would say.
And this is an event that used to just freak me out.
The high, long jump. That. No.
It was. It's got. The first name is always Nordic, but it's
not the that's when I was on the biathlon. I was trying to think of that area because generally we don't do the Nordic.
It's called the Nordic Combined.
Oh,
right.
I think that's that freaky ski and shoot thing they
do. Biathlon.
Oh, that's biathlon. Okay, which I've always like.
Combined.
What is up with that? Okay, like let me ski, let me shoot.
Skiing and downhill skiing, I don't know.
Whatever. But it's the Nordic Combined, which we'll have to look that one up. But
you do the shooting
ski and shoot
after
just,
your arms are so tired from.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I guess that's what the skill is.
Maybe that's it. But.
Yeah, we used to cross country ski in gym class where I grew up. That's
they
one of the things
that up in
the
UP. The kids up there, that's part
cool.
of their.
Cool. Yeah, it was great exercise.
It is.
You know, that seems pretty crazed in that way. Okay. What year did ice hockey make its debut? Now, this is really weird, and it's kind of a tricky question because it wasn't at a Winter Olympic game. It was in a Summer Olympic game.
Was it 52 or later than that?
Oh, early. This is really bizarre.
Say 24.
That's the first Winter Olympics that ever occurred was in 1924.
So the first Summer Olympics would have been in the same year?
No.
Oh, 28?
No.
First summer was 1896.
Right, that was the first summer
game. Oh.
But
the first
ice hockey made its debut in this year's Summer
Olympic
Games.
Can't be much
Olympic
earlier
game.
Than that.
Well, a little bit.
20?
1920, the Summer Olympic Games in Antwerp, Belgium, were the first time that ice hockey was ever played in the Olympics.
I wonder how did they have ice at
Well, it
summer.
Must have been an indoor rink, you know, that they had.
In 1920? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure, okay.
They had some kind of ice palace or something that way. I guess
they couldn't have had the the techniques of freezing ice and doors. Maybe they could have.
Well, 1920, sure.
1920. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Refrigerated.
I was going to say refrigerated train cars before that. So they must have been.
All right, fair enough.
And they were clever. Sorry. They're clever in Belgium. You know? There you go.
Dan wants us to stop beating him up.
Okay, there's the skeleton event, the skeleton gold medal, was first won by an American in 1928 who beat his brother, who took the silver by 1 second. Can you name that American?
The skeleton event?
Yep, skeleton.
I've never heard of it.
It's like a really stripped down luge or something.
Yeah,
like
it
that?
Is. It's just, yeah, there's like nothing to it.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jennison Heaton was his name. Hmm. He won the gold medal in 28. He beat his brother John, who took the silver medal by 1 second. Now, a 39-year-old John Heaton would win the silver again in 1948, 20 years later, finishing second. That's a pretty interesting, very interesting. When was the first known biathlon competition? When did it take place?
Within Olympic history?
This is not in the Olympics.
This
no.
would be before that.
This would be before that.
This would be after the invention of the rifle, though.
Thing, right?
I'd say 1820.
Actually, that's late.
Wow.
I know. I'm totally shocked muskets? By this. That's what I'm saying. I cannot.
Oh, my. Those things weigh a ton.
Well,
how
I'm
much?
Figuring out. Okay. It's 1767 okay. is what's down here. So I'm trying to figure out what kind of weapons did these guys carry. Because if a musket don't.
Yeah,
you,
I'm thinking like a
it's
revolutionary
not breech loading, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, those things weighed like 40 pounds.
Yeah, you had to pack the powder and your cartridge and all that into the gun barrel.
Huh.
So you had to carry the rod, you had to carry your pellets, you had to carry your powder and your weapon.
And the gun is just much heavier than what they used.
And I'm trying
now.
To think how skis would have been made in 1767.
Yeah.
I don't think these were fiberglass puppies.
Well,
you
I can
know.
Tell you the muskets weren't very accurate. I'm amazed they hit the target.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless it's just buck spread. I mean, you know, it's like hitting the broadside of a barn or something. When did the Jamaican bobsled team make their debut at the Winter Olympics?
Is that 92?
80, I was going to say 88.
It's right, Dan. It was 1988 Winter Olympics.
I was trying to remember
game.
When Cool Runnings
I was
going to
say
actually.
that film. That had John Candy in it, didn't it, Cool Runnings?
I'm not sure.
Wasn't he in that?
But,
well, while we think about that, team. Let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I was in a Harmony House yesterday buying a CD, and the clerk, when they took my credit card, asked if I were the guy from Ask the Professor.
Really? Did he give you a discount or a
no,
freebie? Or?
But he asked a lot about George.
Were you in Livonia?
No, I wasn't in Livonia.
Mr. Magnet.
That. Our next set of questions comes from Kathra. Now, this is Ledesma. Is it Leedsma? Or Ledesma,
is
I don't
it
know.
From Grand
Grand
Rapids?
No, from Crowley, Texas. So
wow.
I don't know how I it's pronounced. I probably mangled it. I have finally mustered up the courage and the questions to send to your program.
Good.
I've listened to you for many years and lost you when KHJK changed to K-Earth in Los Angeles. By the time I caught up with you again, Professors George and Sarah had become chairs.
And the rest of us are end tables.
Poor babies.
It's a function of age.
In 1995, I moved from Orange, California to Crowley, Texas. Thank goodness KRRW 97.9 FM has enough class to carry you all.
Hey.
You have helped this 50-year-old blind woman through a difficult adjustment period. Every Sunday night, I hop into bed, put on my earphones, and at midnight, giggle silently under the sheets.
Just don't get caught.
Even from the neighbors.
Time to get to work. I have chosen some questions on sports, ooh, to which I know all or some of you will know the answer.
Oh, so no.
This is our
word.
Since I can't tell the difference between an autograph and a photograph, it doesn't matter to me how many you get right or wrong.
We'll dig up a keychain.
We'll
something.
Do something.
We'll find something.
God, we'll come and move your furniture.
Yes, I just wanted a chance to star in your show. If my answers are wrong, blame Reader's Digest.
We'll send you a couple of
you
chairs.
You come to Detroit, we'll put you
how
on the
nice
show.
Nice that somebody actually cares about
it. That's wonderful.
Much.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from February 2006. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to this classic episode of Ask the Professor from February 2006.
We're back with questions about the Winter Olympics, which we are looking very much forward to. And you guys have been really doing great. You only got one wrong so far.
Bodie Miller better not go on and on about partying before.
I was going to, Bodie made the cover of Newsweek, and they had this huge interview, with him. And then they started mentioning other sports figures that may or may not have been toasted when they were, participating in sports. Of course, the famous Oksana Baul in her meltdown. And
what's your favorite memory? Doesn't necessarily have to be a great performance or, let's throw out Miracle on Ice because that's every American's favorite. What's your favorite, memory of the Winter Olympics?
Of the Winter Olympics? Wow.
Torval and Dean doing Bolero.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's awesome. That was at Sarajevo, right? At those Winter Olympics. I have to admit, this will show my age, was Peggy Fleming winning the Olympic gold medal.
Hmm. Oh, in
at
68.
Grenoble. Beautiful. She was incredible. It was like watching dance. I couldn't believe she was on ice.
Talk about aging well. She still looks like...
Thank you. I know. Don't you hate her?
I can't remember his name. Maybe you can help me out. But I think it was 84 or 88. Some American won the men's downhill and skiing on one ski because he lost a ski about 30 seconds from the bottom and he just finished it.
It was either Bill Johnson or one of the Mayer brothers.
Yeah. But
Johnson, I think,
beauty.
Sounds right.
Beauty.
My favorite memory is Tonya Harding when she broke her skate.
And she's from Portland, too, and the wrong side of the track, so I've always sort of had a soft spot of
I really did. I always thought, I bet she probably felt like the outsider, with all the other girls.
Oh, she was the poor child.
Totally. That's... But, what happened to her now? What is she doing?
She's a boxer.
She's what?
She's a boxer?
Apparently not a bad one.
Fuck, poor thing. That poor
girl. But I can't stand Nancy Kerrigan.
That didn't justify what she tried to do.
No, not at all.
Get over it, hello. Okay.
Whatever.
Nancy, you didn't win. Deal.
Okay. American skier and gold medal threat in Turin, Lindsay Kildo, was awarded this by local farmers for her World Cup win in France in 2005. What did they award her?
A really big pig?
Not a big pig.
A cow?
Big cheese?
A cow.
A cow.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
She was awarded a cow by the Dairy Farmers Association of Val d'Oiserie in France.
Which she immediately had cut up.
She had a choice. She could have accepted the cow or $1,200 in prize money, and she chose the cow. That's amazing.
What did she do with the cow? Eat it?
I guess. I mean, eventually, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ship
it. Threw it down on some English kniggets. Fetch you the wash.
And if you don't leave, we will taunt you another time.
And that's it. But I mean, wow. I don't mean, nothing against the maybe she didn't want to insult the farmers. Maybe she wanted the cow.
Actually,
you know,
if I had a farm and somebody gave me a cow, I might actually keep the cow.
Probably
cows are
worth
sweet.
More, actually. Yeah.
Okay. American Shani Davis failed in his historic attempt to compete in both speed skating events in the same Olympics. What were they?
Short track
and long track.
Long track, yeah.
That's right. But he notes here that he is still the world record holder in the men's 1,500 meters in speed skating. So that's got to be long track, right? 1,500 meters?
Yeah.
That's pretty long.
It's a mile,
I was
basically.
Gonna say, that's,
almost a mile.
Oh, yeah. That would be bad. This family of Lake Placid, New York, is the first to produce three generations of Olympians. Father Jack at 91 was a double gold medalist in speed skating. Son Jim Sr. was a U.S. ski team member in 64 Innsbruck. And in the 2000 games, Jim Jr. won a gold medal in the skeleton. What is this family's last name?
Wow, I don't know.
That is some record.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I mean,
no
three
idea.
Generations of Olympians. The Shea family.
Shea.
S-H-E-A. Wow. That's incredible.
It is.
But think if you had to be like the next generation and have to live up to that legacy. It's sort of like being Gretzky's son.
Yeah.
He better find another sport
kidding.
To play. You know what I'm saying?
Do you guys cheer for America when you watch for American athletes when you watch the Olympics?
It depends on the sport. I got to admit it.
Oh, fair.
If it's U.S. versus Canada in hockey,
but
men
like
and women.
Think of the summer games. So when it's our swimmers and divers and track. And
I don't really cheer for anybody. I just like to watch.
I cheer for certain American sports, I admit it. I mean, USA, it's my nation. It's my country playing there.
Well,
so,
and when
you know,
we sweep something in track and, oh, that's the win. I've always thought the...
Except, as they say in hockey, which is should be Canada's all the time, okay? Let's say men's and women, it should be. Well, that, and curling,
that makes
our sport.
Sense. I've always thought of the Olympics as a fairly harmless form of patriotism, actually. Yeah. Rooting for... for American athletes and singing, you know, when they're up there crying and the national anthem is
I think
playing.
That's the
like,
bomb.
That's pretty kind of cool.
Yeah, hey, like the Miracle on Ice. That was, I swear, I cried like a baby. I did.
I know. That was so
like a dog.
Awesome,
I mean, it was a four-hanky rating that game, you know? Not just beating the Russians, but going on and winning the gold. Those guys
you
play.
You believe in miracles.
I sure did that day. What country has won more gold medals at the Winter Olympics than any other country?
Russia.
No,
Austria.
No.
West Germany.
No.
Norway.
Norway. Huh. Norway has won more gold medals at the Winter Olympics than any other country. Hmm. Now, there are two countries south of the equator that have won medals at the Olympics. In fact, they're the
only two.
Wow.
Only two that have ever won medals at the Olympic Winter Games. Can you name those two nations?
Australia.
Australia's won. Absolutely.
And that was the hard one.
I was going to say, like, okay, you got the Aussies.
South of the equator?
South of the equator.
Oh, Chile.
No.
Is it South America, though?
It's not South America, which totally shocks me.
Because there's some high
altitude like, there. South of the equator.
It can't be Jamaica. That's right, because the bobsled team, they're not A, they're not South. And
not India.
No, not India
it's
either.
Not, well, Korea's not south of the equator.
No. It's mighty cold in Korea. It can get mighty cold in Korea.
I don't know except to guess.
Go ahead. Think Peter Jackson.
Oh, New Zealand.
New Zealand, oh, yeah.
That feels cheap.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know.
Because it's just the same as Australia anyway. Who are we kidding?
It's Australia light. One third the calories.
It's supposed to be beautiful. It is supposed to be gorgeous in New Zealand.
Kiwis, koalas.
And much greener than... huge chunks of Australia, of course.
Okay, and final question. Legends Eric Heiden, Dan Jansen, as well as current stars Chris Whitty and Casey Fitzrandolph all share something in common. What do they
share?
They're twins. Well, there's like four of them, though. So
they're not twins themselves, but they have a twin?
No.
No.
It has something to do with where they come from.
Oh.
Austria?
No, they're all Americans.
They're all Americans.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Minnesota?
Not Minnesota.
No, are they all from New York?
Wisconsin?
They're all from Wisconsin. They're all cheeseheads. Okay. All right. So, well, even with setting the standard that we set, John, sorry about that.
He lost?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we missed. Okay.
You only missed
those
two.
Those are excellent questions.
Weren't those killer questions? And they'll just have, like, so much to
ask about the summer games.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that would do it.
He's got a couple of years to think them up.
Gymnastics.
Where are they going to be in 08? The summer in China.
Aren't they? In Beijing?
Beijing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Had they decided 2012 yet? Was that going to be London?
Yeah,
oh, they always
London
do. London.
The...
Yes. Paris was very...
Yeah. And, you know, that was so sad because they had that announcement this summer and then like 2 days later...
Oh, the bombings,
yeah. Bombings that occurred in the underground in London, which, you know... But, as usual, with the perfect British kind of phlegm, they just rose above it and did what they needed to do.
I wonder if that was coincidence or that was planned.
You think? I'd hope not. You know, Detroit made a bid for the Summer Olympic Games. 56. I'm not kidding you. Okay. All right. We lost to Melbourne. All right. You know, come on. Okay.
Why would we want to skate?
But
imagine.
That's when they built the Rouge Park pools. They built the Clark Park.
Did you
stuff,
say
the,
in 56?
56.
Oh, that's different.
Just
submitting, you know, the world community to a Detroit summer. So I can't imagine.
It would be very hot and humid here.
Beth finds the humidity, I know, very hard to take here in the summer, which is true. It is
a challenge.
Winter snow, no problem. I can deal with that. This humidity in the summer is what kills me.
Yeah, it does get a little humid here. I thought the lakes were supposed to be temperate and protect us, but I guess that's not the way. Okay. And now we're going to move to some common trivia questions.
So well, we're very common, so this should be right up our alley.
These are about firsts. Okay, so these are people who have been firsts. Okay. Kurt Browning. His first occurred in 1988. He was the first male figure skater to do what?
Probably won the world championship and not the Olympic gold medal.
Triple jump?
Not a triple jump.
A double?
He always melts like down the during the Olympics. He's great in any competition
triple double?
With that.
He didn't do it.
A triple-triple?
He did a quadruple jump. He was the first one.
In 88?
A single. He just did a single quadruple. But
in 88?
In 88. So that had to be like...
I thought the quad just made its appearance in like the last 4 or 5 years. Okay. All right. I believe you.
Elvis Stoico's been, there's a Canadian.
Big E.
Fond of, in addition to Kurt Browning.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin.
No, she didn't figure skate.
No, she would drive it down a freeway.
So I'm going to guess that this is random. These are random questions.
Okay. First lady of soul. There we go.
She is, but yeah. She
God love you, Aretha.
Now I have this image of Aretha on skates, which is like so bad. My eyes. She was the first female artist to be inducted into what?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right, that she was the first one inducted there. Michael Jordan in 1988 became the first basketball player ever pictured on what?
Everything in the world.
A bunch of, well, it was a box of Wheaties, yes. But you are right, Dan. I have to give you a bonus point for that one because Michael's on what? Fruit of the Loom. He's doing it
all.
Well,
he was, at least.
He was doing the hot dog commercials. He was really doing that. Penny Marshall in 1988 was the first woman film director to have done what?
Win whatever they have. Oscar, is it?
No, she didn't win an
Oscar.
She
didn't win an Oscar.
Golden Globe.
No, this is more of a
produced her own movie.
Kind of a monetary.
She.
Oh, the movie grossed X number of dollars.
Yes.
Oh, it was the highest grossing film by a woman producer. Or
yeah,
a woman director?
She was the first woman film director to have a film taken more than $100 million at the box office.
That was what, was that big?
Yeah, it was big. Oh, that was a film.
That was a funny film.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
It was cute.
Yeah, I mean
it was cute.
It
that's
was
a good word.
It was like
for
Cocoon.
It was cute.
It was cute in sort of the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cute.
This comedian was the first guest on The Tonight Show, the first episode that Jay Leno permanently replaced Johnny Carson as host. This is 1992.
Comedian?
Comedian. Well,
I hope
David
it wasn't
Brenner.
Letterman.
No.
No, I don't know. No, let me guess.
I'm going to let you guess.
Let's see. Male, you said?
Male comedian.
Not Robin Williams.
Has done film and television work. Has done both.
It's not Robin Williams. No.
No, not Robin Williams.
Gary Shandling?
No, which
George
good Carlin? Guess. No.
Andrew Dice Clay.
I said film and television.
He was done film. He was in 16 Candles.
Oh, that's right. Duh. You're right.
No, it wasn't 16 Candles. It was, what's he in? He was the doorman.
But he's revolting, so.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not him. This one is a little more charming. I can
Martin
say
Short.
He's a huge fan of baseball. That might help you.
Oh, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Oh. That's right. So that was, it's interesting that he was Jay Leno's
what's
first
the movie that Andrew Dice Clay was the doorman in, and it was.
Oh.
Oh, it's not Pretty in Pink.
I didn't see that.
Huh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
Sorry.
It's one of the few movies in that sort of genre, that block that I missed.
Mm. Maya Angelou in 1993 was the first female poet to do this.
Speak at the inauguration.
That's exactly right. She read her poem on the Pulse of Morning.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton.
Great.
Clinton. That was wonderful.
It was very good.
Well,
yeah, that
she's an outstanding poet, so
sure.
It's not surprising.
Okay, well, we'll have to stop there. But the last shall be first, and let me thank our panel, Professor Oldjore.
Later.
Okay. Yeah, Professor Mascio.
Later.
Professor Bowes.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the CST department at the University of Detroit Mercy's College of Liberal Arts and Education. Ask the Professor is produced, technically directed, witnessed, and inspired by Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go, curlers of the world.
And we're back with another edition of Ask the Professor next week. So please plan to join us. Thank you.